Kibbutzim post the Chanafai on the Mala, Surichichim the Chanfeim on the Kapoivas, and Pnei Ishal Ochir on the Kapoivas, you Pnei Akruvim. The Pasuk says that the Kruvim, we mentioned the Pnei, were first the Chanafai on the Mala, Surichichim the Chanfeim on the Kapoivas, and Pnei Ishal Ochir. They're facing each other, the Kruvim were facing each other. Ishal Ochir. The Maisa, we mentioned a small amount of it we discussed this Indian in the Shmuz of Thursday that the Yisur of Nevi Shal Ochid, the Baal Turim says, Moshnei Chaveirim Shenoisim and Noisim and Divrei Teirim, right, the Baal Turim. That the Pneim Ishal Ochiv are two chavruses. Noisim and Noisim and Divrei Teirim. On the top of the Aron Kodesh, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was it. But we mentioned on Thursday, you know, the two Rabbi Yisrael. That the fact of the two was that not one. Because the way to acquire Torah is bechavrura. Torah is acquired in a group. Torah is acquired with others. You can't acquire Torah by yourselves. Torah is not acquired. That's why the Gemara says that Torah that's learned as an individual, the Gemara says, is soifoy, that's mishtakach. The person forgets it. So the Gemara says he's called a fool. And a lot of things come out wrong out of a person not being able to learn b'chavrus v'vosa. This is a limit also that the tzura of limit at Torah is b'chavura b'chavrus is so much so that this is such an important part of limit at Torah. That just like we explained the importance of the baby face, the enthusiasm has to be, the importance of having she'ifis, same importance goes to the fact that you have to have a chavrusa. You have to have someone to discuss Torah with. Torah is not something that's supposed to be so individual. Torah is supposed to be discussed. Torah is supposed to be worked out together. And forget, from there comes the emes of Torah. Because the Gemara Brachos is Mashu Davah. The Gemara says, Shnayim, Ois with Torah. The Gemara says, what's the difference between two and one? The Gemara says, if two people are learning Torah, so Nichtav Milayah, the words are written down. If one's learning Torah, it's not written down. Torah says that. Obviously, the good deeds are written down, but it's not written down as. And the first one, Mazbid, the Pshat, Mashor, I think, says that when two people learn Torah, the Emes comes forth. The person is over to the Emes of Torah. So the truth of Torah, and it comes to the Eden of Limud Bechavrus, Rabbi said, that's the remnants of. But I think there's another Yisoy, Rabbi said, also to this that we have to add. Kishnei Chavruses, there's two Chavruses. That's what the Remez that the Baal Turim says. Kishnei chaveim shenoisim noisim b'divrei Torah. The two of us are talking and learning. But a very, very important Rabbi Yisrael. I think a gedra over here. Us pneim ish al ochiv. The face is to the other one, Rabbi Yisrael. This is a very, very important thing. Not only in limud haTorah, but interpersonal relationship, Rabbi Yisrael. Us pneim ish al ochiv. Each one's looking to the other one, Rabbi Yisrael. That means that a person, in order to learn properly together, you have to be able to look towards the other one and see what he's saying. Upneihem ish el achiv. Each one's turned towards the other one. It's important, you saw it in Chavrusa. First of all, Chavrusas, is to be faced, your face is turned towards your Chavrusa, meaning you are want to hear what he has to say. Sometimes learns from a person with a chavrusa, it's for his own benefit. You want to hear what he has to say. Upneim ish al ochiv, that means that they're looking towards each other to hear what the other one has to say. Noistiv noistiv alocha, they're talking about upneim ish al ochiv. But that's the yisod all into the person, a personal relationship with Rabbi Yisrael. This is the yisod of shalom, Rabbi Yisrael. I believe the Rebbe is here also, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the emes, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, the Gemara is the stira. Upneim ish al ochiv, upneim al hakapoyros. So the Gemara says, "Bizman the Klal Yisrael is in a matzav of Shalom Rakosh Baruch Hu Tpnei Mishal Ochiv. It was man that the non Shalom between each other, that the Pnei Mishal Elakapar is not facing each other. So the matzav is an interesting Zachar Boisat. The way the Krumah are facing each other, whether they're looking at each other, is Be'emes a symbol whether our relationship with Hakadosh Baruch Hu is also. So you could say one shot is Be'etzem Pnei Mishal Ochiv Kilo. One of the Kruvim represents Hakadosh Baruch Hu, one represents us. And that's we could say maybe another the hair remnants over here, but said that the Emes Shneim represent us. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is no form that represents Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kilo either. Elo, because even on the side that it represents Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's only Kilo, but. No form. But the pshat is that when the interpersonal relation with the Shalom Beinengel, that the matzav with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tapet akin. When it's Ish al Ochir, we're facing each other. This type of good interpersonal relationships, that we can be sure that Be'ez Hashem we're doing Ratzon Hashem, then there's Etzim Ratzon Hashem being dead going on. But there's no plan Ish al Ochir, but so we can be sure that there's problems in our relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it's tapet akin, ain't no Ratzon Hashem. Now, the Maisa, the Yisoid Advarim is what we say, we can say, is that Avada in the Amkas Advarim is that Avada, our relationship between us and our friends, the way we deal with our friends, the way we deal with other people, Rabbi Yisai, the way that the Metzias of Shalom Achdus is in Klal Yisrael, is a very, 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 very important, very important by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the whole Metzias of whether the Shalom and Klal Yisrael is a very, 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 it's a barometer whether to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us also, boys. The Farshim say that a way to know whether the Kodesh Baruch Hu is he's liked by people also. If a person is well liked by people, we know that the Kodesh Baruch Hu also likes people. There's amkus to that also, was a ganzer shmuz by that also, because that's when every person is a chelik of the kamima. So that person, you know, if there's certain type of dislike to someone, the chelik of the kamima. But chutz from that, Rabbi Yisai, the yisoid, Rabbi Yisai, interpersonal relationship is where Pnei Mishal Ochiv, Rabbi Yisai. You have to look toward the other person of Yisrael. This is one of the biggest problems in relationships. And we don't know how to look to the other person to see what he needs, to see his issues. A person is self-centered, a person is all worried about himself. He can never have a proper relationship with somebody else. It's not Shaya. That was the whole Yisrael of the Mishkan of Yisrael. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our relationship with Bnei Adam has to be that you look towards the other one to see what he needs, and he looks. Sharma used to always say that couples come to him, they have disputes. So he used to ask, you know, what's the problem? So he said, well, we don't see eye to eye. So Shiva used to always say it over. Yeah, that's because everybody's looking with one eye. Don't see eye to eye. You look with two eyes. You look with the young man. You make a strong effort to see that other person. You look with one eye. Okay. But the mice, I think I said, oh, what's also? You don't see eye to eye. There's also eye to eye. We don't see eye to eye. Because you're looking eye to eye. But not looking you to you. The person has to look towards the other person. That's the lesson. Damn, Ish El Achiv. Everybody's looking towards the other person. You're looking towards the other person, that means you would like that to understand the other person, Rabbi Yisai. You're looking with all your eyes, you're looking towards the other person, you want to understand the other person. You want to talk about a chaver shav with the other person, because you're looking at what he needs, and he's looking at what you need. A shalomdik relationship is to look out of yourself, to look towards somebody else. What's missing? What's he missing? How can I help him? What's his issues? What's going on in his life? The same way he looks back to you, that creates shlemus, that creates an amicable relationship, that creates an amicable relationship. And that's the same relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, Asei Ritzoincha, Ritzoina. You should make your Ratzon, Kidei, Shiyasa Ritzoincha Ritzoin, Hashem's making your Ratzon his Ratzon. That's Be'emes, everybody should be, Rabbi said. Our Ratzon should be. Our Ratzon should be to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And his Ratzon should do our will. And that's the same way in every relationship, Rabbi said. Every person's relationship is all about himself, what's good for himself, what's good for him. Not to look for somebody else, Rabbi said. That's what destroys relationship after with any relationship with Boisai. Relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's also the fellow man of Boisai, who Kvei Mishalachiv. It's a beautiful story of Boisai. Hein L'Gabi Limit HaTorah, be able to listen to somebody else and to hear what he has to say. And Hein L'Gabi related. It's not relationships, it's only relationships. If you want to be successful, true actors who Kvei Mishalachiv, everybody's looking to the other person's face to see what he needs of Boisai. That's endless to the Shleimus. And through that, a person is zoicha to become, have, create mamish shalom, Rabbi said. The mocham ha-shchina, Rabbi said, the only way the shchina can rest is the emes of shalom. The emes of shalom can only rest when it's a plan, Mishalachiv. We should be zoicha, Rabbi said, it's the last bin al chaver shmuz for this man. Pastor, yeah, we're not going to Sunday night, the next Sunday night is Purim. Hopefully there will be a gewaltig bin al chaver on Purim, Rabbi said. The yisoid of Purim, Rabbi said, bin al chaver, Rabbi said, one of the big yisoid of Purim, Rabbi said.